for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. Here we are. I can't tell you how much I've been looking forward to this year's Dean Bergen Society meeting here in Collingswood, New Jersey. The Dean Bergen Society is named after John William Bergen. He lived over 100 years ago, and he defended the King James Bible. It's such an important Dean Bergen Society meeting this year. We're celebrating the 400th year of the King James Bible. And it's in Collingswood, and that's where our church is, here in Collingswood, New Jersey, the Bible for Today Baptist Church. So it's going to be right here in our home territory. We're meeting in the Bible Presbyterian Church because our church is too small to hold everybody. Our church is in our house, you know. And you're welcome to listen to us anytime, BibleForToday.org. The brown box or the yellow box, whichever one you click on. I've been anticipating the talks on the history of the King James Bible this year, and Anne Marie Noyle from Ontario has accepted the challenge to reflect on that history of that wonderful Bible. And Joy Walnoffer, one of our friends from Maryland, she's going to comment on the Geneva Bible. It'll help us understand that controversy. And then Clelia from Brazil is coming all the way, and she's going to give her testimony. That should be a blessing. And then our daughter-in-law, Tammy Waite, will be busy supervising the conference meals. We need the food to keep going, you know. But her words from God's Word will bless our heart, too. This is when the women meet at 10 o'clock in the main auditorium in right there on Haddon Avenue. Call up if you need any information and ask about it. 856-854-4747. And we'll tell you all about it. All in all, the Dean Bergen women are going to have a highlight meeting this year. Of course, the men have very good speakers, too. I'd like to send you a brochure where it has all the pictures of the men who are going to speak and what they're going to talk about. Just call or write, and 1-800-JOHN-10-9, that's our 1-800 number, our order phone, and ask for a brochure for the Dean Bergen Society meeting. It's a beautiful brochure. And you have time to think about coming. In fact, you can't think too long because it's upon us. I'm really looking forward to it. Shall we pray? Dear Father in heaven, you know the things I want to talk about today are not easy things to talk about. But God, I feel burdened to talk. And so give me courage. Give me words. And help the women that are hearing this program to have ears ready for listening and hearts prepared for action. In Jesus' dear name, amen. Well, I want to talk about something that I don't know a lot about, and I've been reading about so I could talk to you. Last February in 2010, the Lighthouse Trails, that's a paper from Saddlebrook Baptist, where Rick Warren, I don't think it's called Baptist, I don't know what kind of Saddlebrook Church is called. And Rick Warren is the pastor, and you've heard about him. Well, he had a group of three doctors that were going to talk about health and wellness. And those three doctors were Dr. Amina Oz, I have a hard time with his name, Dr. Annual Amon, and Dr. Mark Hyman. Right now I want to talk about Dr. Oz. I think you recognize his name. So Dr. Oz tells millions of Americans one time, try Reiki. Now, I didn't know what Reiki was, and I had to look it up. I had to figure out what it was. In January of 2010, Dr. Oz brought a Reiki master onto his show to demonstrate Reiki, and then ended the show saying, try Reiki as the number one of order. Evidently, he gives different orders that you're supposed to do. I watch him sometimes, and he's very interesting on medicine. He's a renowned heart doctor and surgeon. And he says, try Reiki as the number one Oz order. It would make sense that Dr. Oz would tell his viewers to try Reiki. His wife is a Reiki practitioner. And we read that in the press release. Well, anyone who watches daytime television or has, and who watched the Oprah show, will know the name of Dr. Oz, a highly renowned cardiovascular surgeon. It was Oprah who featured him on her show for 5 years, making him a household name, which evidently led to his own television show, and it's one of the most popular shows on television today. We talked about that before. Well, Reiki masters across America and the world had cause for celebration on January 6th when Dr. Oz revealed his ultimate alternative medicine secrets for 2010. And that was last year, and so these secrets have been out. I didn't see that program, I don't watch it regularly. I watch it, take turns watching different things. And sometimes I don't want to do any of that time. But anyhow, he ranked Dr. Oz, Reiki, number one. And he said, Reiki is one of my favorites. We've been using it for years in the Oz family, and we swear by it. In a recent article in Reiki News, it was revealed that 15% of all U.S. hospitals are now implementing the practice of Reiki. Author Ray Youngen, who says there are now over 1 million Reiki channelers in the U.S. alone, 1 million in Germany also, explains this energy behind Reiki further. Now, I'm going to stop reading that particular article. Someone sent this to my husband, and I think I know who did, but I don't want to give his name in case it was wrong. And when I was looking on the computer, I found the very same things on the computer. So you could find this too. Reiki is an universal life source energy. And I looked some things up, and it says the definition of Reiki, a system of touching with the hands based on the belief that such touching by an experienced practitioner produces beneficial effects by strengthening and normalizing certain vital energy fields held to exist within the body. Its origin is Japanese, literally spirit, from Reiki, spirit, soul, and Ki, vital force, mind. And it first was used in 1985. So that's Reiki. I should read the definition again. A definition of Reiki is R-E-I-K-I. Now, I looked up how to pronounce it, and the best I could figure on the computer was Reiki. A system of touching with the hands based on the belief that such touching by an experienced practitioner produces beneficial effects by strengthening and normalizing certain vital energy fields held to exist within the body. Now, that's what Reiki is. I first learned something about something like Reiki. I didn't know the name of it. When I was talking to, I had a massage one time years ago when we went to Washington State. There was a Christian lady there that gave massages, and she gave me one free, and it was very nice. And she told me it's all right to go to massage therapists, but don't go to the ones that have anything to do with witchcraft. They wouldn't call it witchcraft, but, you know, new age things. And she said the people that put their hands close to you but don't touch you, and then they move their hand around until they get some kind of energy into their hand, and then they rub in the air right above you. They don't touch you. She said, beware of those kind of things. And she gave me some other no-nos about massage. Well, I've never gone to another massage person. Not that I might not enjoy a massage, but sort of a little, you don't know what to do. You have to be sure you're going to the right place, and I'm just fine. Without going there, I have three pillars here of Reiki. But before I give them, I want to read a couple of Bible verses. 2 Corinthians 11:13-15. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostle of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, who then shall be according to their works. So some of Satan's emissaries, some of his bad angels are transformed. So we don't recognize them as bad, but they seem to be like an angel of light. And they're transformed into ministers of righteousness, which they really aren't, but they're just fakes. And if we're not careful, we can be very deceived. And I believe the sneaky is a very deceptive thing. Now, I can't pronounce right these words right, but there's different kinds of Reiki. There's a G-A-S-S-H-O, long O, so that'd be Gassho. In Japanese, means two hands coming together. It's a meditative state where the both palms of the hands are placed together and was practiced each time at the beginning of user's Reiki workshop meetings. So USUI, he's somebody that taught this Reiki. He may be the one that discovered it. One technique of Gassho is to concentrate on the pads where the two middle fingers meet. Now, I have noticed news people, I've noticed it just lately, even before I knew what Reiki was, but when they would talk, men even, and some of them, and they put their hands together, you know, like praying hands without folding them, and, you know, when they're talking, or when they're finished talking. Now, I don't know, it's like prayer, a prayer pose, but this seems to be a Reiki pose. Now, I don't know if these people are practicing Reiki as they give news reports and lawyer discourses, but I've noticed that of late. Now, here's another kind of Reiki, which I don't know how to pronounce. Reiji-ho, R-E-I-J-I-ho. Reiji-ho means indication of the Reiki power method. It's a means of connecting with the Reiki power by asking it to flow through the practitioner three times, and is commonly split into three parts. The first part is to ask the Reiki power to flow through the practitioner. It will either enter through the crown chakra, as this is the highest ascension, the heart. Now, I have that word someplace, chakras, that's it. As the chakras, as indicated by the pure love of Reiki, or the hands, as the palms are attuned with specific Reiki symbols. Now, there's different symbols for Reiki. I found that in the computer, too. There's one symbol. I'll talk about that another time because I want to go on. But they have different, as the palms are attuned with Reiki symbols. A student of the second Reiki can use the third distance symbol to connect with the Reiki along with the first power symbol. The distance symbol is set first, and it is then sealed with the power symbol. Now, this all seems weird to me. Oh, I can't even finish this. Dear Lord, we just pray that our girls will not get themselves into some satanic medical cure because it's wrong. I'm not a God of care, are you?
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforToday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. The announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
Remember, your unknowns are not unknown to God.